I'm back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN 950, segment number four here with Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director, joining us. He's been a pleasure to talk to you here this hour. We appreciate him spending the entire hour with us here this morning. And I wanted to get into a little bit about kind of your budget and what impact, if any, it's having with the talks of budget cuts everywhere. In the 2021 fiscal year?
Yes, yeah, so we're funded. We have three sources of funding, and the first being the county itself. We are unique in the state of Kansas in that we are a resolution of the county. The county appoints our directors, and can more or less shut us down or open us up anytime they would like. Now, I report to a board of directors. That board is appointed, three from each district, and then three at-large members, and then there's always a sitting director from Evergy. So the county funds us, and they will increase us. If they do increase us, they increase us 2-4% a year. And this year, for 2021, we are on a calendar year. We did not ask for an increase. That portion funds administration. It funds my salary, my assistant's salary, Jessica, and our ability to pay rent, turn the lights on, buy furniture, well, we haven't bought any, and office supplies. The other money we have is real estate money, and that we call it the land account. And as of the other day, we have a lot more money in that account. And that money is only there to purchase and improve real estate. So sales in the Wamingo Industrial Park, the Sandy Hook Industrial Park, and formerly the Green Valley Business Park go into that fund. If we go to enhance infrastructure, which we did a few years ago in St. Mary's at Sandy Hook, it comes from that fund. We don't use it for salaries, and we don't use it for programs. It's more or less a sacrosanct fund. The third funding we have is like Advantage Manhattan. It's called Advanced Pottawatomie. It is a fund that's used for programs, which are, was a $1 million fundraising effort. And the programs like workforce development, like donation to the senior interview day, marketing. So the money we get from that fund goes into the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership and knowledge-based economic development at Kansas State University, Team Kansas, marketing events, and so forth. That we raised that money in 2013, and we didn't start spending it till 2015. And in 2015, we actually put a marketing and business retention budget together. And those funds, we didn't start spending a great deal of those funds until we formed the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. We are just beginning to spend some of that money. So that's why of that $1 million, there's $500,000. So we didn't need to raise any more money this year, probably next year. Maybe 2 years from now, we may have to, or 3 years from now. So those are the three sources of funding. So that 12 members of the board, 13 with the Evergy, we have ex officio members, the county administrator, and the president of the Manhattan Chamber. So it's a pretty simple organization. The uniqueness is we are a resolution of the county, but we are not county employees.
Gotcha. I do have a caller I think has a question real quick. Robert's on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Yes, as manager of the county's business development, you know, with the schooling at home and whatever businesses are going on at home, you're managing the monopolies of the private services in Pott County. With the internet services, AT&T is refusing to serve Elbow Lake Road. And, of course, luckily we have Wamego that are trying to expand through the rural area. Have you got anything from the government on rural internet and their shovel-ready project money? Thank you.
Well, Wamego Telecom, Jeff Wick and his team, they have a pretty good handle on securing rural broadband funds. And my chair, my president, Terry Force, is also chair of Blue Valley Telecommunications. And they, for the northern side of the county, they operate the internet and services there. They're friendly competitors. Wamego Telecom is with their grant writing ability. They have a real good handle on possibilities. As a matter of fact, I do know they were working on enhancing broadband at Rock Creek High School. So that takes them all the way out to Flush. So that's real good news. And I do know that Wamego Telecom is in a lot of Manhattan right now. Of course, they have office at, I think, 1880 Kimball. So I think you'll continue to see them expand. And a lot of it is the availability of the USDA rural broadband funding.
All right. Well, thank you for that question here. We're about out of time, yeah. Jack, but sure appreciate you joining us here for the hour. And if people want more information, ecodevo.com is the website. It's full of information there. And we always appreciate getting a chance to update our listeners on Pottawatomie County.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.
All right. And if you missed any of our interview, we'll have it archived shortly at newsradiokman.com. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to have former Governor Jeff Collier. We'll have an interview with him that Derek Simmons did earlier. And we'll also play you back some candidate interviews. Got a lot of elections taking place here over the next week.
Really?
Yeah, we got about a week away from the deadline.
Wow. Advanced voting is underway. 8 to 5 today and tomorrow and Thursday. Thanks, and Jeff. Friday. And, of course, if you asked for your ballot by mail, need to get that in before Election Day, which is coming up Tuesday the 4th. Program lineup is Clark Howard coming up next. The Rush Limbaugh Show begins at 11. I understand Rush is back again today. And then we'll be checking in with Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon. Going to be some interesting discussion, as always. Yesterday, Gene Taylor. Got to check out that interview on demand. What's tomorrow on In Focus?
We'll have former Governor Jeff Collier.
That's right. You told me that.
Yeah. And then we'll also have some candidate interviews as well. Not sure who yet.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow morning at 7:03, Julie Gibbs with the Riley County Health Department will be joining us, and we'll get an update on local health orders and more. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.